This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and at the table tonight I have my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
I did something which I didn't think I would ever do in my life. I have taken AEW off my DVR.
Scary, and we'll definitely be discussing that. And currently on the road, our poor numbers guy, Statboy Josh Hediger, where are you, man?
I am currently somewhere in the depths of Toledo. Need to go north and east from where I am now. Also, I am not surprised that you're taking off AEW off the DVR. Things have went from bad to worse. I mean, only good thing is MJF might return soon.
They might. That's not.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that, but
yeah.
But WWE is firing on all cylinders, and let's talk about something that's going to happen, Nikki, 2 years from now.
It seems that my former residence, Minneapolis, Minnesota, will be hosting a two-day SummerSlam event.
Correct. This is the first two-night SummerSlam, I believe, correct? I think that's true.
Yes. That sounds right.
In 2026 at U.S. Bank Stadium. So they are making it as important as WrestleMania.
As well they should. It's one of the big four. It's one of their big four.
Right. Now, we don't know where 2025 is going to be, but I want to just ask you, what do you think of the two-night Total Point Affair, Jeopardy reference, and then turning SummerSlam into this event we're talking about?
I understand where they're going with this, but my concern, you know, I will never tell a company to not make money.
Right.
But WWE's events are going to start getting priced up in the neighborhood of the NFL and the UFC.
Right.
Which means that a lot of us who, you know, preferred going because used to be for $100, you could get a ticket, a good seat, a drink, and gas money. $100.
That's not.
Gets you, go ahead.
That's not even $100 is. Oh boy.
$100 barely gets you in the door.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is that people pay. People will pay. People will pay for packages in Minneapolis. People will pay for packages in Las Vegas for WrestleMania 42, right? No, 41. I'm sorry, 41.
41.
People will pay. I mean, Endeavor's making money a hand over fist.
Yeah. And you know, again, I can't tell a company to not make money. Mm-hmm. They will laugh at me.
So where do you think where do you think 25 is going to be?
I bet they're still negotiating. I wanted to say they were going to negotiate to get a two-dayer out of that, but if they're going to be in Cleveland next summer,
maybe at the new Titan Stadium?
Possibility. Whether,
yeah, that wouldn't be a bad place to go.
The new Nissan
near, like, say, East Rutherford, New Jersey now?
Well, no, the new Nissan Stadium doesn't open until 2027. East Rutherford has MetLife. And if they want to do a two-nighter or they want to go East Coast again during the summertime, yes. Okay. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to see where they go with 25. Where they go in 2025 with that.
Right.
But I'm thrilled for Minneapolis. I really, truly am.
Yeah, and the U.S. Bank Stadium is actually a wonderful facility.
You've been there once, right?
I've been there exactly once because I actually got a free ticket to go watch the Vikings play.
Mm-hmm.
But the facility is state-of-the-art. It's no SoFi, but it's still a very serviceable stadium. I think that they could easily, you know, put 75,000, 80,000 in there. And yes, people will pay for that.
Mm. So, yeah. So WWE right now, and again, we're not going to go to Pick'ems at any time, but right now they are setting up for the King and Queen of the Ring. So we have our finals on the men's side on Raw. It is Gunther who beat Jey Uso. And the Jey Uso entrance was, again, one of the long shot of the week, which I loved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he knocks on the garage, right? Mm-hmm. The garage opens up, and he does the walkthrough. It's like, you know, he does the rubbing of the hands, the clapping of the hands, you know, and then hit my music. They does. Yeah. He goes out. Okay. And that was great. And on the women's side, it's Lyra Valkyria. A little bit of a surprise.
And that just, you know, I think that's cool. I'm just worried about when her opponent shows up.
Oh, she's going to win.
Oh, gods, I hope so.
Who, Nia yeah. Jax?
No, Lyra, but it's probably going to be Nia.
Yeah, because on SmackDown tonight, from Saudi Arabia, first time ever, by the way.
Yes.
We had the women's final, and Bianca lost to Nia, so it's Lyra and Nia versus Gunther versus Randy Orton, who beat Tama Tonga. And I understand that. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther Orton is the more money match.
And because Tonga Gunther would have been heel.
Right. So I'll make predictions later, but I have an idea who is going to win.
The fans. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's true. And I love the continuity tonight on SmackDown.
Oh, what's specifically?
With Cody and Logan Paul.
Okay. Yes.
So Logan Paul does a bit at the one of the press conferences, and he says, I am giving my Nux to Michael Cole. So I'm not going to have him with me tonight. So Cody comes out and Logan comes out and Cody goes, and I'll paraphrase, fuck, you think I'm stupid? You've got them in your pants. No, I don't. I gave them to Michael Cole. Think I should have him checked? Yeah. He goes, and Logan goes, what is this, TSA? And of course, what's the guy's name, the ref?
Ryan Tran.
Right. Finds another pair of Nux. And Logan goes, they're my brother's pants. And I was like, you really need, yeah, he's going to need those Nux to knock out Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't go to like I show speed.
Yeah, I know. I show ween. Very good. Yeah. By the way, they should test the dog for tetanus after it bit him. Not a fan. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Logan hands the Nux to Cody and goes, he's got a legal weapon. Go away. Arrest him. Go away. And they're like, no.
That's not how this works.
And Paul's just like, I'm just going to kick your ass no matter what anyway. Just, I love that. I really did. I really did. And poor Uncle Paul, he's still being held hostage by Solo.
I know. And yeah. It's, go ahead, Sapboy.
He will be until either Roman returns or Rock returns. Not sure which.
Could be either.
Could be both.
Yeah.
But I doubt it because Rock is a heel. And
for now.
For now. And Roman's coming back mega, mega, mega face. Badass face. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now I want to bring up something regarding that a friend of mine actually said, actually posited to me, which I don't believe. Okay.
Okay.
He said that Roman couldn't pull off being the head of the table as a face.
Whoa.
Okay. I just want you to explain how. In your opinion.
In my opinion?
Yeah.
And I can do it without Roman colored glasses.
Go for it.
Roman knows he fucked up. And when he comes back, he's going to have to approach. First, he's got to work his way around the family and get their forgiveness because, he was an asshole.
Right.
And he's going to go to Uncle Paul and say, you should have tried to call me regardless. Because if Solo did something, I would know about it because Roman watches the show.
Right.
Uncle Paul would be relieved and released from the claws of Solo Sikoa.
Right.
And people want to cheer him. Hell, people want to cheer Roman. I heard a We Want Roman chant tonight.
Again? Well, yes. Because Roman... See, the thing is, to me... Remember, the best faces that go from heel do the same stuff and get cheered for it.
Yes. So, Roman...
MJF is an example.
Yeah, and Roman's can pull that off.
Now he can.
Yes.
Not now he can. But the question, and going back to the King of the Ring for a sec, King and Queen, Queen of the Ring. According to Doofenshmirtz Evelyn Incorporated,
yay,
who have the either of them get title shots at a future date. They didn't say what title, but a title shot.
But they said it was for SummerSlam, correct?
Yes.
Gunther Priest? Maybe?
Or
Gunther Sammy again. Because Sammy is dealing with both Bronson Reed and Chad Gable.
Gunther go up to the main event instead of staying in the Intercontinental title land.
Okay.
Gunther Cody.
Yes.
That would be great. Because honestly, I would rather see Gunther take it off Priest, really.
No, I understand that. But
because for lack of a better term, and I hate to say it, Priest is a transitional champion. He is. And I don't mean to, that's not a negative thing, it just is.
Yeah.
Because they had to get the title off Seth for him to have the knee surgery. They did it off of Drew. I mean, put it to you this way. The belt should be on Drew's hands, not, not Priest, in my opinion right now. Because Drew is killing it right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. And Damian Priest, they're getting kind of weird with him. Because are they trying to turn him face because he's trying to get the Judgment Day in order, but he's getting more and more frustrated with him.
Yeah, that, and also there might be a saboteur in their midst too.
Carlito?
No, Liv Morgan.
Because Liv's been fucking around with Dominic, you see, while Mommy's away.
Figuratively, and from what I've understood, Finn might have been spotted with Liv this week.
Interesting. Okay. So, yeah. that's gonna get really, really messy. Is Sam Morgan gonna die? Or is Dominic gonna die?
I don't know. But you know...
I sure hope so.
But you know... But you know who really is, whose destruction made sense? Was Bron Breakker. Everything he did was right. Okay? Because he gave a good reason. So, Bron destroys some kid and puts him in the hospital. Or some NXT guy, right?
Some NXT level up guy, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And he puts him in the hospital. And Pierce was like, I'm this close to finding you. What the fuck were you doing? You didn't put me into the King of the Ring. That's on you, motherfucker, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ricochet's talking, spear of sort of death into the case, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he got somebody else.
I don't know.
I thought he got one more person, because...
He might have, but still. It made sense. It was cool.
It's playing on that Steiner temper.
Yep, with the, his uncle with the, temper.
Yes. And again, well done stuff.
Very.
You know. And again, we will do pick'ems, momentarily, but we have to, oh dear God, do we have to put AEW? Good Lord, people, what the hell are you guys doing?
Even the fans weren't liking it. They were quiet enough you could hear somebody yell, who wrote this shit?
Yep. I wish I could isolate that and send that off to you, because I know there's a clip about 20 seconds long on Botchmania's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That very clip it.
I would, if you can get it with a little bit of what Jay White said before the comment, it still makes sense and it's still just as funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Satnam's, and what's his face? Who is the manager of Satnam Singh?
Sanjay.
Sanjay Dutt broke a table by accident.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, chicanery happened at the main. And Darby comes in with flamethrower.
Who let him have that?
I think I could answer that, but I don't know.
Okay. So it's
all it takes is $500 to Elon Musk.
But of course, what's his face? Malachi Black gets the bloodbath, and didn't they miss again?
Not as much.
They were close. They grazed him. They didn't get all of him. So he slipped to make sure he was under that fountain.
Yep.
It looked like it was coming down from a hose and not just the usual drop.
It seems like a high pressure hose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want it to splash out too much and get the front rows. I think it might have still, though, because it was too powerful.
And the ratings were just above 700,000 again. By the way, are you saying that MJF is going to return at Double or Nothing? Is that true?
Not necessarily. From what I have understood via the dirt sheets, MJF is supposed to be back in or around Forbidden Door, which is next month. It's overdue because MJF is one of their few true draws at this point.
That's not even going to help. It's not going to help.
Right. The thing is, Jason, and this is the big one, you've got to remember what's going on at this time of year. Playoffs. NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs.
Right.
I think we have 6 or 7, at least in one conference on Wednesday, which usually eats the ratings alive.
Right. Yes.
Once we get out of that and start heading towards mid-June and beyond, if the ratings are still the same, you can essentially dump the panic button all you want. Once, because at that point, AEW is in big trouble.
Well, okay, go ahead, Nikki, because I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I feel like MJF is going to give them a temporary pop.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'll do kind of what happened when Mercedes debuted. They'll pop like 700,000-800,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week it'll start going down again.
Yep.
Because he can't wrestle. He can't wrestle right now, I don't think.
It's been 6 months since he's been in.
No, 5.
Oh, it will be 6 come Forbidden Door.
Uh-huh.
So he might be good enough to, or at least...
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
About 30 to 45 seconds, I'll be in.
Okay, keep going. All right, fine. Great. We'll keep going. I agree with you. Because Mercedes right now, she's going to win the belt from Willow, and that's sad to me.
Oh, yeah, okay? But don't worry. She'll just get hurt.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Isn't this how it works with Mercedes Moné?
Yeah, exactly.
She wins the belt, and 2 weeks later, she gets hurt.
Okay. I know what you're aiming at.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying she's going to get hurt.
And okay. The belt
either
go back
to... or hurt and loose air quotes. If you know what I mean.
No.
Hurt or hurt and loose air quotes.
Mm.
Oh, and by the way, Eddie Kingston is fucked.
8 ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
He's not going to go under the knife until July because he has to wait for his tibia fracture to heal and then focus on his knee.
Yep. Unfortunately, he's out till May 2025.
At least July 2025.
Oh, ye lords.
Yeah. May 2025. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. May 2025. And he goes, "I'm not mad. I don't give a fuck. And what happens when you wrestle? Just gotta get fucking better." That's him. That's Mox, yeah. Man. That's Mox.
Yeah, those two share brain cells for every now and again. So yeah.
Yeah.
And when I saw that Mox didn't even wrestle this week. He just came in and surprised Takeshita and said, "We're this is going down Sunday."
By the way, there was supposedly an interview, which I haven't listened to yet, with Brian Gewirtz on how The Rock came back for WrestleMania.
Hmm.
And I'm interested to hear that. So we'll see.
Keep an ear on that.
There
we go.
So are you back?
Yes. I am now back in my studio-ish. I need to go and create a spreadsheet because I was under the impression no King and the Queen of the Ring, but hey.
No, we don't have to. We don't have to.
It's a Blood Money show, so I understand.
Yeah, I usually don't cover Blood Money.
No, that's fine. Usually we can talk about it, though.
This weekend would be Double or Nothing, but I'm not interested.
Neither am I. We can talk about it, and let's do that, shall we?
Yeah, it is this weekend, this coming Sunday. Sunday.
Let's do the AEW card first.
Yes. Okay?
Because it's the longer card.
Yeah, by a mile.
Three minute specials.
No.
5 hour pay-per-view.
Holy. Yeah.
Because we've got 10 matches going on right now.
Yep.
Actually, 11.
We got an 11th?
Yes. Because Thunder Rosa is going to fight on the pre-show with Gianna Perrazzo.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I'd almost watch that.
Okay. Yeah. Then we have Roderick Strong defending the international title against Will Ospreay, bruv.
And all I can say is, I hope you enjoyed your title. You're not going to have it for much longer.
Not at all. Nope. No way.
And then for the women's title, you have Timeless Toni Storm versus Serena Deeb.
That's a we can't get anybody yet.
Yeah, Serena's going to get crushed.
Well, no, she won't get crushed. She'll lose. Okay. Yeah. Then we have, I think, one of the more interesting matches on the card.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Copeland defending the TNT Championship in a barbed wire steel cage match against Malakai Black.
Yeah,
there's your blood match right there.
Yeah, and I expect 4 people to get bloody in that match.
4?
Yeah. Copeland and the House of Black. Because there's going to be shenanigans. You know there's going to be shenanigans. And
lots,
the other two, Brody,
lots of
Brody and Buddy will show up and get bloody too. Hell, mm-hmm. Julia might get bloody, but not in the traditional way.
Right.
She might get blood coming out of her mouth. Not because of her getting hurt, though, if you know what I mean.
Right.
No.
Symbolism, baby.
Dan, we're not going to talk because he's in Vegas already.
Yeah, I hate to say it, he's going to be pissed because he's going to lose.
You think he's going to lose to Takeshita?
At this one, yes, and then he wins at Forbidden Door.
I'm going to put my tinfoil hat aside.
Okay.
Fuck it. He's going to drop it to Takeshita so he can get the hell out of there.
Ooh. And
because Hunter now runs the WWE, he might be more interested in going back.
And
right,
like I said, tinfoil hat, but you know what?
But he's not going to, this is an eliminator match. The title isn't going to drop here.
And that's the reason why I'm saying Takeshita will win this.
Right.
And then we got Beretta versus Orange Cassidy in just a singles match. Come on, there's some bad blood in there. Yeah. I expect Trent to cheat like mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Then we have Shibata, Hook, and Chris Jericho, the Learning Tree. This is his worst character ever, really.
Yeah, it's got no legs. None. And he's obviously going to win because he's got a 7-foot tall bodyguard. And
No.
What was student, that term?
Student.
Bodyguard.
Mentee.
Close enough, bodyguard. And you can't teach that.
Yes.
And so then for the World Trios title, the Bang Bang Gang, Jay White and the Guns, face off against a reformed Death Triangle.
With the Bastard Pack coming back, yes.
Yes. And I expect, I'm not sure who's going to win that one because they've been making Pack look like a chump.
Right. And Pac, then
you could be king of the U.S. or king of the Intercontinental if you want to come back.
Yeah. Right.
Doofenshmirtz.
And then Willow Nightingale will lose her belt to Mercedes Money.
Money.
Oh, wow.
And then Anarchy in the
Arena with the Elite, which is Okada, Perry, and the Young Bucks, with their new Reebok pump shoes, for real, by the way.
Yada, yada.
Versus Team AEW, Danielson, FTR, and Darby Allin.
There's only one pillar on that team.
Yeah, Darby. Yeah,
and he's about to retire. Wait a minute.
Retire? No. The only way he'll retire is if his foot falls off.
Oh, I was not talking about Darby.
Oh.
I was talking about Daniel. Or Brian.
Yeah. I know who you were okay, now I get it.
And then Swerve versus Christian Cage for the AEW Championship. Sorry, who cares?
Yeah. Because Yeah.
Christian's going to win it because Swerve has been treated like a transitional champion himself.
Correct. Yep. Agreed. 1,000%.
And all I can say is boo. At least him personally.
Yeah. But okay. So then we get to the King and Queen of the Ring from Riyadh. No, I'm sorry. Jeddah. Tomorrow. Okay. Yep. And I will watch, may not be live, but I will watch because reasons, okay? So let's start with Sammy versus Chad versus Bronson for the IC title. No, I think Sammy has to retain. And it's in Saudi. They're not going to let an Arabic guy lose.
Yeah.
Number two, we've got the triple threat rule here.
Yep, right. Because the two heels are facing the face. The face must win.
Right.
Let's see then. We've got the women's world title for Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan.
I see Liv taking it.
It's a possibility. I'm not sure.
I do because we need Liv to come back and get destroyed by Rhea.
When's Rhea due back? Do we know?
No, we don't.
Let me see here. What shoulder injury? So, who knows?
Right. Okay. So then we have the King and Queen of the Ring. I think Nia gets her shot, and I think Gunther gets his.
Yes, so do I. Gunther versus Cody at SummerSlam. That shit is my diggities.
I'm just worried. They've been talking up. Randy's never been King of the Ring. Randy's done all this great stuff, but he's never won King of the Ring.
That's possible.
I know, but it makes me nervous.
It's either way, it's good. There's no loser here.
That's true. And Orton versus Cody would be some hella continuity.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it would be... Oh, wait, it's Gunther versus Priest. Never mind. My brain just went...
What?
Wait, what? The draft's already happened. So, yeah, it would be Gunther versus Priest. Never mind me. This is what I get for beating up so long.
Okay, and then we have Cody versus Paul for the title. Cody ain't losing.
No. Nope.
There's no way they're gonna make Logan Paul a double champ. There will be riots. There will be riots.
Mm-hmm. And that, and also we did miss two other matches. Lyra Valkyria versus Nia.
We did say that. Liv versus Nia. Nia's going to win, and Gunther versus Randy Orton. Yeah.
And then for the what about the pre-show with Bianca and Jade versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell?
Oh, we forgot about that because that was not in the tip sheet. Okay. Yes. Yeah, Bianca and Jade are going to retain.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah, they're not going, unless, I don't think they would do that. Right now, they haven't had the titles very long, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, just my side thought about Bianca's knee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's real or not.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, and again, it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this. And you notice something very interesting about this?
Hmm.
Did you? Now, think about it this way, right? Since, and by the way, Saudi has expressed interest in a legit Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania. We talked about that last week. And Cody, by the way, is going to do a cameo in the new Naked Gun remake.
Yeah.
If you heard that.
I've heard it.
But
yep,
and I believe that came from
Leslie
Variety.
Nielsen.
Liam Neeson, actually.
Yeah,
that's who's the new Frank Drebin.
The question is, who can he top them?
Right. Mm-hmm. But did you?
By the way, what was that point before the Naked Gun that you were talking about?
I was going to talk about with this, right? How many different international pay-per-views are we going to have this year? Four so far?
Yeah.
February was Perth, Australia. Then Backlash. Then this. And then Berlin. Woof!
Wow. Okay, sorry. I just remembered. My bet is that the Saudis would get the Rumble. They will not get WrestleMania because it feels like WrestleMania is going to, at least in my eyes, going to remain the sole Big Four pay-per-view that will always be in the States.
I disagree. I disagree with that, but go on. I want to hear.
I honestly believe that the Rumble could be international. SummerSlam could be international. And the Survivor Series could be international. I honestly believe WrestleMania will stay in the U.S.
Now, but we kind of owe Canada one.
Oh, right.
Well, the last Canada was that one was not six, right? That was 19. 19?
I forget.
I'll look.
Okay. And these international pay-per-views, I really think this is Doofenshmirtz just throwing up a middle finger at American fans because half the time we're hijacking the show, the other half we're just shitting on it. So he's gonna bring it to fans who appreciate what's going on.
Last was 18.
Okay.
In the Sky Dome.
Mm-hmm.
So Canada has not had a WrestleMania in 22 years.
So they're due. But that's about as inter- that's about as international as WrestleMania is going to get.
Yeah. Okay.
Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal. Take your pick.
Okay. But again, so right now, because we the WWE pay-per-view locations for, well, premium live event, whatever the fuck, you know.
Pay-per-view.
Okay. So we have, let's see, 2022, 2023, 2024. Okay. So then, oh, and we forgot Scotland. Drew McIntyre.
Clash at the Castle.
Yes.
Right, and Money in the Bank's in Toronto. Yeah. Good Lord. We're getting gypped, man. Once this Endeavor thing happened, Doofenshmirtz is going, we need to visit the fans around the world.
Yes.
You know what? If the American fans are going to keep shitting on our product, no matter what, fine. Then we won't give it. Then they are going to have to wait. We're going to go all over the world to the fans that like it, to the fans that give us the noise. If France is any indication, then yeah. Go ahead, Hunter. All over the world. I have no issue. I just, the only thing I don't want is Mania in Saudi.
Yeah.
Give them Mania in London, man. At Wembley.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Make AEW realize this is how you sell out Wembley.
And they could sell, and they could sell out both nights too.
Yeah. Easily. Safely.
What else was he going to say? Phooey.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think if we missed anything. Stepboy, can you give us an update on the Super Juniors tournament?
Best of the Super Juniors 31. Okay, yes. Just a moment.
Okay.
There we are. All right, so as of right now, here are your standings for both blocks. In Block A, you have a 2-way tie for the lead with Teton and El Desperado. With all of these guys will have two matches left in their brackets. With 8 points, Hayata, Blake Christian, Clark Connors. 6 points, Bushi, Kevin Knight and TJP, and rounding out the the block at 4 points, Kosei Fujita and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Over in Block B, who all have also three matches left. Robbie Eagles is in the lead with 10 points. Drill Maloney, Kushida, Taiji Ishimori, Hiromu Takahashi, Sho, and Doki all have 8. Ninja Mac has 4 points. So does Francesco Akira, but Francesco Akira is officially out of the tournament.
Injury?
Probably.
Mm.
And in dead last, because go figure, you have to have somebody be dead last, Dragon Dia has yet to win in the tournament.
Mm.
All he has left is matches against Kushida, Ninja Mac, and Sho. So two of those he'll lose, and then he'll probably face Ninja Mac to hopefully get 2 points. Otherwise, he ain't getting a thing.
Mm.
And yeah, so it's going to still be another week or and change before we will get the semifinals confirmed. The first week of June.
Okay.
June 3rd.
Now, I want to sort of end this on a very sad anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, forget May 19th, May 23rd.
It has been 25 years ago
when Owen Hart, dressed as the Blue Blazer, went splat into the middle of the ring.
He hit the top turnbuckle.
Oh, I thought he...
No, he hit the
I remember a website back in the day, and I mean back in the day, this is when I first got online in 1999, called The Top Turnbuckle.
Okay.
And I heard it on the radio coming home from work that night.
Mm-hmm.
So did I. I mean, I don't really remember it per se. I don't remember if I watched it or not. I don't remember, because this is when you actually had to, well, pay for the view, you know? This was at a pay-per-view called Over the Edge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Blazer, do you remember who he was supposed to fight?
The Godfather for the Intercontinental title.
Okay. And he was dressed in a, well, not very secure clip. Which I believe Martha.
Yeah, he
was
using
carabiner. A carabiner instead of a safety harness.
Yep.
And that's what happened. And Martha Hart sued, settled, and man, you know, I was watching some of the clips online, and man, Vince did not handle that well.
No,
he did not. And just insane to think about the old what could have been.
Yes. You know? That was also the anniversary of Bray Wyatt's passing.
Yeah.
What, this week?
The 23rd.
No, I thought it was his birthday.
I
don't wonder why it was coming up so much on my...
It is his birthday. May 23rd of 87. He would have been 37.
He died yesterday. In August of 2023. Yes.
Yeah. He is... and always forever will be younger than me, because he was 3 months younger than me when he was alive.
And I'm going to throw in a sad anniversary of my own. It's been almost 15 years. I was at Over the Limit 2010, which was a night of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio busted open CM Punk with his knee brace, and they tried to stop the match to work on it. That mm-hmm. didn't work very well. I think, was that the same night that Orton messed up his shoulder taunting? All he knows is like 3 or 4 injuries over the course of the show, and I just thought the whole thing was cursed. I was there, so. But yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, just crazy.
Oh, let me throw this in real quick.
Oh, I have one more, too, by the way.
Yeah, tonight's QR code takes you to a 90s style website.
Oh, you have it?
Let me see if I still have it up on my phone. Yeah, let me see if I still have it up. Okay, it's a 90s style website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The title of the page is Kintsugi, which I haven't looked up yet.
Uh-huh.
An open door is a welcome that makes a stranger into a friend.
Right.
Can you keep a secret?
Okay.
Then the rest of the thing is there's a whole bunch of links.
Right.
First link. Why didn't I trust him?
Okay.
When I was when I was a kid, I could see him in my dreams. Sometimes I wouldn't know if I was awake or still dreaming. Sometimes I still don't. He didn't try to harm me, but I was afraid. I didn't trust him. Why was he always there? I convinced myself he lived in that house. But everywhere I went, he followed me. Grown-ups said it was my imagination. The loneliest of not being believed. I've never felt so alone. I didn't ever want anyone to feel like that again. And there's a whole bunch of them. the links are learning overlap. I found my journal, which is essentially Descent into Madness kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
The writing looks okay the first couple of pages, but, you know, 8, 9, and 10, it's awful. And even it's even scrawled. I don't know if I'm even making sense anymore.
Well, there was a video that was also released on his birthday, and I have that. Okay.
Okay.
There were latitude and longitude coordinates which were Rathrum, Idaho, Abilene, Texas, Ixonia, Wisconsin, Navasink, New Jersey, Erlanger, Kentucky, Ramblewood, New Jersey, Irwindale, California, Unakoi, Tennessee, and Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. If you take the first letters, and by the way, this is from Wrestling Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Some fans noticed if you take the first letters, that is spells out Rainerius, who was a 12th century Italian preacher known for his spelling demons prior to his canonization. The patron saint of travelers, and most importantly, his feast day is June 17th, the Monday after Clash of the Castle.
Oh boy.
So that is pretty much or at least, you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There it is, the debut.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Finally.
Oh wow.
And there were other letters, like for example, like and the fingerless gloves writing a series of putting them into envelopes, each marked "Remember who you are." One letter said, "It's never easy to feel lost. You have lost too much already. You deserve to be set free. I know that you are angry. That's okay. Let me show you what that anger can do. When you are ready to take off the blindfold, come find me. You can always wear your mask." That could refer to Eric Rowan. Okay. Yes. This one. "I'm so sad seeing you look for a friend to find one. How sad for them to miss out on finding someone as special as you. I have watched you stare into the abyss, hoping someone would look back. I want to know, I see you. You are seen, you are loved, come home. Your new family awaits." That's Nikki Cross, mm-hmm. allegedly. Okay? The third one started with, "You had a family, you had friends, you did your best. They revealed themselves to be liars before he crumpled up." Okay. Mm-hmm. "Your family betrayed you. You deserve better. You are accepted as you are. Come to me and I will make you brand new. I will set you free. We can be a real family, a real family." That could be Dexter Loomis. Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, the last one. "You had followers and they betrayed you. They turned their backs, and when you were only asking for help, asking for love, asking for someone, anyone to notice, they all did nothing. I will give you a family. Let's teach them consequences." Smiley face. Joe Gacy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And the video ends with the letters being delivered by a follower figure entering a house and seeing a female figure who has been shown before, which could either be Alexa Bliss or Sister Abigail, and an unsmet, settling smile. So it's close. Yeah. It's close.
Yeah.
And I bet you Bo Dallas had input to this, because I bet you him and what's-his-face, Wyndham, were close.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So you couldn't see the woman, it wasn't Wendy Lucho?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Oh, thanks for the reminder, by the way, because is starting to fry. Wendy Chu has officially fully come back to NXT.
That's well will be.
She's already showed up to Level Up, so she'll be back quickly.
Yeah, because they did a video where someone in a onesie got up.
I was meaning the prior week on Level Up, she actually showed up.
Oh, okay.
So, she's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and NXT NXT Battleground is shaping up to be quite interesting as well. Because that's happening, I believe, in 2 weeks at the UFC Apex.
Yes.
In Las Vegas.
And that's, I think that's awesome. I'm not a big UFC fan, but that's gonna be wild.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're looking to see, because right now, oh, and by the way, Carmelo and Ilya are both killing it on the main roster right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
And pardon my allergies, I'm starting to lose my my breathing skills.
I think we all are today.
Well, the pollen is insanely huge here.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to find the NXT Battleground card. Could someone Google it for me, please? Because my internet's being a tad slow.
Got it.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So right now, ladder match for the inaugural NXT Women's World Championship. We currently have...
Well, I know that's Women's North American Championship, I believe.
Yes, yes, yes. Sol Ruka, Lash Legend, Fallon Henley, and Jada Parker. Two more to be determined. Oba Femi will defend the North American Championship against Wesley and Joe Coffey. Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, who quote unquote put Ivar out for the surgery angle.
Shayna Baszler will face off against Lola Vice in NXT Underground. And And Roxanne Perez will face somebody for the NXT Women's title.
Okay.
That's what we have so far. No men's world title yet.
No. Who has the men's world title right now? Oh, Trick Williams. That's right. Trick. Yeah, he has it right now, correct?
Yeah. Trick has it right now.
Yeah. But, again, we have a big week in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's going to be just generally a big weekend.
It is Memorial Day. It is Memorial.
Yeah, Indy 500 is Monday. Because if you think it's going to be Sunday, you haven't seen the forecast.
Why? Do you think it's going to be pouring in Indy?
Oh, yes. 8 a.m. Sunday to 8 a.m. Monday. It is going to be nasty.
Okay. So you think it's going to be Monday?
Yeah, it is going to be on Monday, which means, unfortunately, it's going to get shuttled off to USA because NBC, in their infinite wisdom, would much rather show the first round of the French Open than rather than...
Well, you know what? They're contracted to both.
Yeah, it's just... I will now have no official way to see the Indy 500. I'm going to have to sail the seven seas, and that's not a fun idea.
Not really, no. It's not. But, and of course, we have the Coca-Cola 600, I believe, in Charlotte after...
Yeah, which means Kyle Larson, you might want to get a move on down to Charlotte now, because do not expect the show to go.
Okay. We will see about that. And then, of course, wow. So, yeah, I think we need to sell some soap there, Nick. And I'm going to do it first because I did two shows this week.
Mm-hmm.
The BS Big Show talked about the schedule, okay? We talked about the release videos, and then we talked about Jared Goff getting paid, Nikki, and I mean paid. Did you hear about his contract?
Nope.
Nikki? Is Nikki here?
Sorry. I had my mute on. I was looking at something.
Okay. Did you hear about Jared Goff's contract?
No, but I hope he's being paid very well.
Yes, he signed a 4-year, $212 million contract including a $73 million signing bonus and $170 million guaranteed.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So he is actually, so the cap hit is going to be high over the next 3 years, but he's going to be an unaffected restricted free agent in 2029. Okay. So, yeah, so Jared Goff got paid. And by the way, I really think the Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl this year. I really do.
As long as they don't have to face Kansas City again.
They might. I don't see any other team stepping up at the moment, because remember the Chiefs were vulnerable all year and they didn't do it. So, but yeah. We will talk about that as fantasy comes closer, you see.
Mm-hmm.
WLTI, we ended the season with winners on The Voice, Survivor. Congratulations, Kenzie. Jeopardy Masters. Congratulations, Victoria Gross.
The Masked Singer.
Yes.
Congratulations, Jennifer, Vanessa Hudgens.
Hudgens, that's right, for winning the Golden Mask. And next week we start the summer season and we count down. We are now 2 weeks away from Pat Sajak's last show as host. This week we had the 8,000th episode of Wheel of Fortune and Syndication. Over 12,000 episodes total for Vanna White, believe it or not. I mean, 10,000 episodes. It was a thing, right?
Yes. And this week was a little different. The first episode was still a pilot. And exactly as I suspected, it was the second pilot to Red Dwarf in the U.S. It was done on a shoestring budget. Not good.
Okay.
And then for the second episode, to celebrate Greg's 40th birthday, they covered a show that lasted exactly 13 weeks, and both of you may remember it, Just Our Luck.
No. Never heard of it.
Not ringing a bell.
1983 NBC. ABC. Sorry, because it was... got introduced by Fonzie. Lasted 11 weeks on the air before it got canned. Starred T.K. Carter.
Okay.
And Richard Gilliland from Petticoat Junction. So that didn't last long, but we'll have two more pilots coming up this coming week. As they wrap a pilot month on It Was a Thing on TV.com, nearing 100,000 downloads. But we do need to do one other shout-out.
Oh, that is correct. We have to do this.
Friend of the Showtime.
Yes, it is. And this is very cool. This is honor. You know how you say you are a Hugo Award-winning authoress?
Yes.
We have a legitimate Emmy Award winner on our staff.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Our good friend Jess Brand, who has appeared on many of the shows here, including We Love to Interrupt and mostly the BS Big Show, used to work for the MLB Network. And the show MLB Tonight won a National Sports Emmy, I believe this week. And she will be getting one because she was on the research staff.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So she is, and we have an Emmy Award winner on our staff. That's true. No joke.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. And she will be getting her Emmy. And I believe everyone gets one. So she will have her own trophy.
Hooray.
I mean, so... That's pretty insane. Pretty nuts. Okay. Nikki, it's time to do our artist shout-outs. And of course we need to talk about our artist in residence, the proprietor of the Has Been Hotel, JV Claudia. No, I'm sorry. And WrestleMania outfit designer. We gotta pump her up, right? I mean, come Seriously. On.
And she has had a very, very rough week. I've been poking at her online. She declined joining us tonight. She pretty much said, and I quote, "I'm a mess."
That's not good.
So, I will respect her space, but I'm still going to poke at her a little bit more tonight. But yeah, go check her stuff out at Alter Ego Zowie on Twitter and Instagram to see all her has-been hotel stuff. And if you dig deep enough, you might find a picture of Seth Rollins. Maybe two. Dozen. let's see. Go through some of my other artists. If you like an artist who's also a wrestler, look no further than Tapla at D_Tapla. She does awesome chibi art. Her stuff is very inexpensive. Her turnaround time's pretty good too. So she's definitely someone to check in if you're looking for good chibi art. James Diatto, I love his stuff. At James Diatto, he did a great Moxistential image, because I'm a doofus who would love to see Dean Ambrose face John Moxley just to see what would come of it. He's a little on the expensive side, but worth it. Definitely worth it. Easy to work with. Very happy with him. Somebody who does not take commissions, but keep an eye out. Oforo, Fine Art and Masterpieces Supply Company at John J. Freeze on Twitter. Another person who does really good chibi art and has a similar interest with Mr. Moxley. So, if you want to see something really cool, look up Flighty WrestleCon Sales Girly at, let me get the, make sure I have the name, at Flighty Buttlass.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. The artwork is very good.
Oh, speaking of, okay. You just reminded me of something.
Yes.
There is going to be something we're going to be talking about on next week's show that has gone viral on Wheel of Fortune.
What's that?
I believe it was last night's episode. In the first speed round question, it was a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy named Tavares said right in the butt when it should have been this is the best.
That's silly. But I bring her up because for pre-order, check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh! Bearded Mox? Stuffy?
Yep.
Okay, and when is yours coming to you?
As soon as Jamie puts it in the mail for me, because I told her to buy two. let's see, who else I've got? Oniwambashu, definitely somebody I will always hype because I love her artwork. She does take commissions. She is also not expensive, and you do need to give her a little space and time.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. Worth every minute. Who else I got? Dozer Draws, that little Dozer baby. Somebody whose artwork is just fantastic. Let's see, Portfolio Day, are you taking commissions right now? Commissions are closed, but go over there and look through his art. It's some wonderful stuff. My newest awesome will be Noberto Gaitan.
Right.
Because of that crazy What If picture he did for me that I put into Twitter and it blew up. I have never had a post with 400 likes. But I've been, you know, his stuff is very anime. Does some beautiful work. Also occasionally does 4-panel comics of what's going on Raw and SmackDown. I don't know if that's part of if that's in the commission list. But the coolest thing about Gaetan is that he has a thing called Surprise Me. Give him a baseline and just let him work.
Gotcha.
If you like anime in your wrestling art, definitely look up Nahul Tajes on Twitter and Otanad on Instagram. Otanad's comics are very on the nose, mm-hmm. always funny, always fun to read. Nahul Tajes has various styles, but he will be more than happy to do a commission in anime style if you ask him nicely. He's inexpensive and he's quick. I don't know if Otanate does commissions. I honestly don't know. And the usual advice, if you're going to get fan art, pay well. Make sure you get a work in progress. Keep communications open. Show the completed work on every social media platform you have, and credit the artist.
Most importantly so.
Yes, but also caveat, if somebody approaches you, if you've been posting fan art and says, hey, I want to do some fan art for you, I think it's a scam.
It's a fraud. It's a scam. You're being bamboozled, you know.
It's a phony. A great big phony.
Pretty much. I mean, I had one that I still haven't seen the artwork for. And another gal who's still pestering me. And I'm like, no, I don't want another picture. Because you're going to sit here and nickel and dime me, and eventually you're going to get into my PayPal. No. The email address she's giving me connected to her PayPal is really sus, so no. But after that, I don't really have that much because I'm right here. So for Jason Block and for Statboy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Enjoy
whatever you watch.
Enjoy wrestling. Don't worry about who's making it or who's doing it. Enjoy wrestling. Love wrestling. Love the wrestlers.